It's your hometown morning show with Dave and Doreen on 96.5 WKLH.
Hey, thank you for listening. Dave and Doreen along with Marcus. Morning, KLH. It's called the Champions of Industry, the Business Leader Series. Tonight, Carroll University. State Fair Park CEO Sherry Black, who is a Carroll University alumna. Roger Penske will be there tonight, and so will this guy. IndyCar champion Joseph Newgarden. Joseph, thank you for the time. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. It's great to chat with you all. I'm excited to come up to Milwaukee later this afternoon, and I've never been to Carroll University. Can't wait to come back and race in Milwaukee. So this is a good morning. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, we're excited, too. Yeah. This is going to be the first IndyCar event at the Milwaukee Mile since 2015. So it's been a while.
Exciting.
Yeah, really exciting for us.
Yeah, it's been too long. Like you said, it's been 2015. Last time I was there, the very first pole position that I've ever had in a race car was Milwaukee. So it'll always hold a special place in my heart. And, you know, I love that type of racing that Milwaukee produces. It's a little short bull ring, 1 mile track. I didn't grow up racing ovals as a kid, but, you know, when I got into it, when I started driving IndyCar, I quickly fell in love with it, and Milwaukee became a favorite of mine. So I was heartbroken when it left the schedule, and, you know, I'm thrilled that we finally found a way to bring it back. And, you know, they do such a great job out there with the fair and everything that goes on around that facility. So I'm excited to bring IndyCar back to town.
Joseph, what did it feel like winning the Indy 500 last year?
Oh my gosh. It was indescribable in almost every way. You know, I have a lot of respect for the Indy 500 out of Indianapolis. I've been running it for 12 years. It took me 12 times to win the race. You know, a lot of perseverance. It's difficult to get right, but it is the greatest day in motorsports. You know, there's 300,000+ fans there, and, you know, you don't understand the significance of it until you actually go through it. So, you know, kissing the bricks, you know, being able to drink the milk, the whole thing, celebrating with the crowd, you know, it's unbelievable. And to win IndyCar, any IndyCar race is difficult to win, but, you know, Indianapolis was just, it was another level. I don't know how I could describe it to someone that hasn't been there.
Right.
When did you start racing?
I was a young kid. So I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee. I still live here now. Moved back with my wife. And I was 13 when I started racing karts finally. And, you know, I dreamed of just racing cars. I didn't even know I would do it professionally one day. I just had a passion for racing. And, you know, just it brings me back to the simple things like us coming to Milwaukee. You know, that type of weekend is going to be really fun because it's really the essence of why we go racing. You know, it's a fun environment. It's a fun weekend. You know, it's a bunch of teams showing up trying to solve a problem. And, you know, we just want to figure out the problem quickest, and we want to be the best at it. And, you know, I enjoy the job. I enjoy the race fans that come out and watch the show with us.
So what's tougher as a race car driver, trying to keep your car stable when the crosswind's doing 230 down the backstretch of Indianapolis, or being dad to a two-year-old?
Oh, definitely being a dad it's more rewarding, I think, being a dad, but it's also tougher. You know, the easy part of my job is actually driving. And, you know, it's everything else that comes with it. It's there's a lot of responsibility being on the team and, you know, everything that we go do. But, you know, my comfort place is actually driving the car at 240 miles per hour. That's where I'm happy.
So, and, you know, we've been talking about the fact that IndyCars are coming back to the Milwaukee Mile Labor Day weekend. But you're also coming to Road America this season as well, aren't you?
Yes, and two great times. You know, I love it. I've always wanted both of those events. You know, it was kind of, when I started in the sport, it was kind of either or is how it worked out for me. Mm-hmm. Now that we've got both, you know, I feel like I've got the perfect scenario. They both should be on there. They're both fantastic IndyCar historic tracks. You know, Milwaukee more than anybody. I mean, Milwaukee's the oldest track in the world that we have, which is very significant. But Road America is right up there, too. So we'll be there in June, and then we'll finish things off when we come back on August 30th through September 1st in Milwaukee.
So when you're here for the Hy-Vee Milwaukee Mile 250 weekend, there's actually two different races that are going to be involved that weekend. Can you explain how it's going to work?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. You know, we're partnered with Hy-Vee, who does a tremendous job with our events. And they've just been an incredible sponsor and, you know, really great people to know. They put on a big show for us in July out in Iowa. We have a doubleheader out there, too. So this will be the second doubleheader. You know, I think it's just, for me, it's double the fun on a weekend, certainly from a driving standpoint. But you know, for a fan, you get twice the action. You know, typically when you show up to a race weekend, you just get race day on Sunday, whereas this is going to be two shows. It's kind of double the pressure, to be honest. You know, when you rock up to a doubleheader, you've got to get it right, you know, both days. You can't just say, well, let's get one of these right. I mean, that's not how it works. You got to be good on both days, and it's very hard to do that. You know, one race is hard enough. So you'll see the pressure that mounts on the teams trying to get that right. And, you know, it's very rewarding if you're good on that weekend, because it can be big points for the championship.
So do we have to call you Professor Newgarden after tonight, since you're going to be kind of in a college setting?
I'm going to put on my professor cap.
There you go.
To Roger Penske and you know, all the business leaders that are going to be coming out. I hope we get some students. It'd be great to meet, you know, some of the alumni and then current students that are there. Like I said, I've never been to Carroll University and heard it's a great place. And I know there's a ton of great leaders that have come out of Carroll University. So we're hoping for good support.
Joseph, thank you very much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. We appreciate your time this morning. And we look forward, maybe when you're in town, to have you in the studio again. It's always fun.
Yeah, I would love that. I can't wait to see everybody for the race weekend, and I hope we're fast.
All right, you got it, Joseph. Take care of yourself. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Joseph Newgarden, he, of course, IndyCar champion and the Indianapolis 500 winner last season. And many of you may or may not know this, the Milwaukee Mile, the oldest operating speedway in the world, you heard Joseph refer to it, since 1903.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It's great racing at the Mile.
Yeah. It really is.
Tickets are available right now, too, for that IndyCar series at Wisconsin, wistatefair.com.
The Hy-Vee Milwaukee Mile 250 IndyCar weekend coming up Labor Day weekend.